This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Hope you're doing well on a beautiful Thursday in Detroit. Glad to be with you. All right, Gator. So this weekend, Lions go on the road and play at Minnesota. Is this the first time this year that we will not see a Lions fans take over in another team stadium? And by that, I mean a palpable presence like it was in Arizona and Dallas, where you could hear through the TV, "Let's go Lions chants." You could really see Lions. I mean, the Arizona game, you could really see the Honolulu blue. It was stood out in stark contrast to the Cardinals red. Didn't notice as much in a Cowboy game, but boy, did we hear you.
Well, we heard at the end, obviously, when the Lions smoked the Cowboys and the Cowboy fans left. So whatever Lions fans were there were concentrated and you could hear them. And I think that's the only way we're going to hear the same thing is if the Lions are beating the Vikings and beating them handily. There will be Lions fans that travel. It's not going to be like it was for Arizona. I don't think it could ever be like that unless they played in Los Angeles. But there'll always be a presence. But you're not going to hear them unless it's a blowout.
I want you to bring up the schedule for this coming weekend of all the NFL games.
Okay. I don't know.
Kang, you can do the same behind the glass.
Yep.
You got it in front of you?
Yep.
Guess which game has the highest and lowest buy-in price this weekend? Now, this was as before the show, went on one of the ticket reseller websites and put in order the highest to lowest buy-in price.
All right. Well, I will try to ignore the column that tells me that right now.
Oh, okay.
Which I will do. So the highest and lowest buy-in price. Let's see. Imagine a game in Jacksonville where New England is coming in. Strikes me as that's a dog of a game.
That game's
well, that's
in
London.
London.
That's that actually bad. Might be pricey there.
My bad.
I didn't include that one
great
because
call.
It's... Yep.
Great call. Sorry.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's all right. On the North America games played in North America,
much better. Would it be Indianapolis hosting Miami
as the lowest?
Yeah.
Okay. And which one do you think has the highest?
San Francisco hosting Kansas City.
Okay. Kang, your guesses.
Oof. Highest, I agree. You had the Niners game, Gator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with that game as well. Lowest, I'm going to go Cardinals Chargers Monday night game though, but screw it. Arizona hates sports.
Yeah. I feel like I should have run down the schedule. This is my bad. Chargers at Arizona, Seattle at Atlanta, Baltimore at Tampa, Carolina at Washington, Cincinnati at Cleveland, Detroit at Minnesota, Kansas City at the 49ers, Houston at Green Bay, Las Vegas at the Rams, Tennessee at Buffalo, Denver at New Orleans, that's tonight, Philly at the Giants, Jets at Pittsburgh are all the games this weekend.
I'm stunned by the answer.
You've looked at it?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
don't assume that.
Oh.
Now, I went on SeatGeek.
Okay.
Well, so you might be looking at a different. I went on SeatGeek right before the show and looked up the buy-in price for every NFL game played on U.S. soil this weekend, not the game in London. The highest price ticket on SeatGeek just before the show was $189. That was the highest buy-in price. The lowest buy-in price at an NFL game this weekend was $21. The lowest is the Chargers at Arizona is a $21 buy-in price. Well done, Kang.
Even a Monday night. That's the only thing that held me back, but
That's according to SeatGeek.
Yeah, and ESPN, they have that at $23. They also have Denver at New Orleans at $23.
Denver at New Orleans on SeatGeek, $23. I got the same thing. This is in order. Cincinnati at Cleveland, $40.
I am stunned by that because they love football in that state. Although this might just speak volumes as to how bad Cleveland is, and it's going to be a Cincinnati takeover in that stadium.
I think the market is saturated with Browns fans that don't want to go. Carolina at Washington is next. At Washington, a surprising Commanders team, $57 buy-in price. Baltimore at Tampa, $68. Seattle, Atlanta, $73. Miami at Indy, isn't that one the one you said was going to be the lowest?
Yeah.
96. The Jets at Pittsburgh, 113. Philly at the Giants, 139. Tennessee at Buffalo, 142. Houston at Green Bay, 171. Las Vegas at the Rams, 172. And I'm guessing that's because...
Oh, Raider fans want to buy up all the tickets.
And Raider fans come from multiple cities. Kansas City at the 49ers, 181, and Detroit at Minnesota, the highest buy-in price on SeatGeek right before the show at 189. So our question is, are you going to this game? 248-539-9797. And, you know, as we talk about this, many road trip plans are made before the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess this was not a hot ticket before the season. I mean, Minnesota, they had reason to be hopeful, but nobody expected them to be undefeated.
I'll give you a couple reasons why it's appealing, or why it would have been appealing before this
season. Before the season?
J.J. McCarthy, there would have been that appeal, thinking that he was going to start by this point of the year, that you could go see that. The other appeal is that you're getting to go to a game in Minnesota in October as opposed to later in the year when the weather's going to suck. Minneapolis is a beautiful city, and that stadium looks to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So I could see that. That being said, the reason I think it's so high-priced is because the Vikings fans know that the Lions fans are traveling, and that if they're going to have to sell their ticket, they're going to make it worth their while, and they're going to jack up the price for you to come in and buy that ticket.
The thing about SeatGeek is SeatGeek kind of steers you as to what you should list your ticket for, so I'm not sure that you can do whatever you want, I guess, put on the secondary market, but nobody's going to sell it for cheaper than they have to. But they also want to, if you want to move it, it does reflect the market. But if you are trying to go, if you decided this is a game that I can't miss and I want to be at, it ain't cheap. Minnesota being 5-0 has made this the hottest ticket in the NFL this weekend. From a buy-in perspective, there might be other metrics that you could look at and say, well, the average price might be different for Kansas City at the 49ers. But who would have ever imagined at the beginning of the year that the buy-in price for Detroit at Minnesota is more expensive than Kansas City at San Francisco? That's pretty incredible, really. Now, will Lions fans be present? Yeah, I think there's a good chance that Lions fans will be present. Will this be a game that's tough to have what we've come somewhat accustomed to, a Lions fan takeover? It might not happen this weekend.
Well, it's a similar stadium to Ford Field, and it seats 66,000,
mm-hmm.
almost 67,000 for football games. So less tickets than maybe, and I would imagine it's maybe slightly below average for a capacity for a stadium. Does that make the ticket price even more valuable?
Probably. Fewer seats. Supply and demand, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I had a chance to, if I was going to go to one of these games, one of the Lions road games, I would consider Minnesota. Because that stadium, I really want to see that stadium. Packers are outdoors. Houston, I don't know if that stadium really, you've been there.
Yeah, it's a cool stadium, but it's kind of in the middle of, I mean, it's big giant parking lot. I guess most stadiums
are. Been to Indianapolis. It's nice. Chicago, don't really care. San Francisco, don't really care. And that's those are the remaining road games.
Yeah.
So this one would appeal to me.
So if anyone had made this their road trip, understand you got a hot ticket before the season started. And if you got in late, you had to break the bank probably to get tickets to this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.